Hello, everybody. Welcome into the Bits and Pieces Gaming Podcast, episode 90. At the moment, it's just me and Kate. It's me, Mrs. Bigley, going to be here. And we've just been talking about games that we've played over the last few weeks since the last episode that we've done. Let's unmute myself in Discord. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good night. Whatever the time it is that you're listening, watching, whatever. Because it could be, you know, whatever time zone you're in at the moment. Like I said, it's the podcast, so we're 90 episodes in, and we're only 10 away from that 100th episode, which
that's crazy considering my first episode was 75.
Right, yeah, 10 away from the 100, and you started at 75. That is some time ago now. It's obviously a lot longer ago because of like availabilities and stuff, but that's nuts. But the episodes are a little bit more closer together, much better than they have been in the last, I don't know. Okay, when did we start doing this? Good God. I think we started doing this during sort of the lockdown time, so we've been doing this for about 3-4 years now. But it's those episodes that they've taken. Normally most people would have done episodes like once a week or so. It's just can't always, like I said, availability, can't always do it. It's the thing, you know, we actually have jobs. We don't rely on these kind of things to get us paid. If we did, obviously the audience would be much larger, be more nerve-wracking. I'm not nervous though. I was nervous on the first episode, I remember that. You can ask Beth and Freddy on that one. I'd had a coffee and my throat was dry and we lasted for about 50 minutes. So
that's a very short podcast from what I've experienced.
Oh wow, yeah.
Usually the 3D rant is at least 50 on its own.
Well, I was actually I remember the last episode we did, and I think I did briefly say it to you before as well, just a moment ago before we went live. I usually use Bacon's talking point, like when he does the news and stuff, I'm like, I'll go off and I'll quickly go and use the bathroom or grab a drink or something like that. Only this time it was just quickly do this before we go live, because there's no Bacon this week. At the moment there isn't. He may still join. He did say he might be late, but he is out this evening. So, you know, these things, as we've said in the past, we can't always help that. But and maybe might get a late appearance from Freddy as well. So you know, you never know. You never know with this podcast what's going to happen.
See how it goes.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So welcome in anyone who's lurking in the background. Like I said, points turned off for a reason. And that's because this is a live recording, and the recording will go out, and then eventually I'll edit it out, and then we'll put it over on Spotify or Audible or Amazon Music, or and I put it on.
Steve's edited out all of my swearing.
Yeah, so it's a very short episode this week. Oh dear, and I was going to say something and then I remembered something else. Somehow mind works, right? I start talking about something and then all of a sudden I remember something I don't want to forget. There was an incident we did a podcast, I remember, a few years ago. And the reason why I mention it is because I just come back. I had the dentist this week. So, yeah, sort of. And the weather's been slightly better than it has recently because we're coming out of winter going into sort of like spring. So it's still fairly cold. But we've had a couple of days where it's been warm, and then I just come out of the dentist, as I said, and I remember distinctively coming out of the dentist on one particular occasion, and it was about the time, that same time that we do the podcast, so it's usually on a Saturday anyway. And I saw the most bizarre thing when I saw this woman. She was walking down, like, it was a nice day, I get it, but she literally wore a tablecloth and nothing else.
My mother-in-law wore one of those to our wedding.
Oh, God.
I'll show you the picture.
Please, if it's not the image that I'd seen, then please don't. It's fine.
No, not as bad as that. It was just a pink and white gingham dress, and it very much looked like a picnic blanket.
I'm not naming shame or anybody. Not that I know this person personally, but like, it was just the most bizarre thing ever, where a gust of wind caught the bottom.
No.
literally, I kid you not, it weren't even like a dress or a skirt that was just pinned. It was literally a tablecloth that had been wrapped around her waist.
College toga style.
Proper toga, yeah. And the wind caught, and I was like, oh shit, it's daytime and I've just seen a full moon. I remember this, and the reason I mentioned not only because I was reminded of that incident as I came out of the dentist the other day, but it was because we did a podcast where you were talking about editing stuff, and we was like, okay, so this week, the this is way before the Izzy and the Isn't It round, and both Beth and Freddy had played a 18 plus only game with...
Was it Sex with Hitler?
Oh, no. No, it wasn't. It could have been, but it wasn't. It was definitely in that category, though. And so we...
I find, well, that game's been going around expenses stream for a while.
Oh, my days. I can imagine. Yeah, so I was just reminded of that moment, and I just thought I'd share that moment now with everybody else, just as a... Like, as I said, we're in the 90th episode, and this was back when it was me, Freddie, and Beth. So it would have been at least 2, maybe 3 years ago. Yeah. Man alive, have I been going to my dentist that long? Holy crap.
Welcome to the Bits and Pieces podcast, where Mr. Steve makes an appointment with the dentist.
Yeah.
Remember the adult kids.
Yeah. I did two episodes. I did the adult version, and then I did the unedited version. So the unedited version basically left everything in, and we spoke about everything. I didn't bleep anything out. I normally bleep out stuff if I feel like it's more sort of trying to capture that a different audience than what we had years ago. And because I remember my sister saying, I'll listen to it in the car. I'm like, you can't, not with the kids in the back.
No,
don't. So I started editing it, but then it was at that moment I started editing it. And then ever since then, I will occasionally bleep out too much, but I sometimes forget. And then like the odd F-bomb, even for myself, even Bacon had pulled me up on it once. He goes, you know, it's a bad week when Mr. Steve drops the F-bomb early on. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll tell you what, I cannot describe how much money I would pay to see the Snyder Cut of all of these podcasts with just all of the swearing in.
I mean, like I said, there was 2 episodes where I basically, one's A and one's B, and one's an 18 plus. And we just left it in because it was like, it was pure shits and giggles moment. I mean, that's the whole point of this podcast anyway. It's not to be serious, but it was also to try and sort of like, I think it was also whether or not I can catch myself out or anybody else by sort of like, did I edit the rat on? And in the end, it becomes down to But yeah, I love that fact that you've got your little section. Unfortunately, you don't have anything for us this week, but
No, I'm afraid I don't have any porn games prepared for you this week. I gave my Steam a bit of a break, guys, because I cannot tell you what my discovery queue is like at the minute.
We'll be
back with it next time, and I will make it extra good. I promise.
But it does also mean... Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be a shorter episode than normal, unless Freddy joins us at some point. I know that Beth said she was lurking in the chat as well. So, hi, Beth. Hopefully, you're not feeling too bad, and that you are a little bit more better than what you're saying. I know you're saying, like, bringing on a headache. That's the worst kind of thing. Is the headaches, I think, are the worst sort of things to get through.
Yeah, awful.
Having a headache at any time, doesn't matter when it is. Especially if it's like nighttime, I think. But if you were ready to go to bed and you got a headache, that's, I don't know. You're trying to get rid of it. I try never to take too many painkillers. I don't know where I'm going with this conversation, by the way. I don't know. I try not to take too many painkillers, but that's the one time I will take a painkiller for is like a headache. Because like painkillers, yeah. they just mask the thing that's there.
Just try not to, unless it turns into a migraine.
Once
my migraine's been triggered, that's it. I'm drugged to the back teeth. I'm going to bed. I'm not leaving it for 3 days. But for just a headache, I'll just sit and suffer. Mourn at Luke.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know where we was going with this. This anyway, welcome into the gaming podcast, where we do sometimes talk about video games. Other than that, we're talking about our dentist appointments and having headaches and suffering colds. I think also the... before we do actually go into it, but change of weather is a thing. So like weather can also like contradict sort of where how you feel as well, because you are just coming away from that cold and you change the weather going into warm and then it goes back to cold again. This is the worst time of the year, I think. I do love
it's
the summer.
What it is. Scientifically, it's the changes in the air pressure. So as you know, Steve, and some of the people in chat might know, I do have reptiles. So we are like in our household, we are very hyper aware of like the changes in air pressure because all of the animals' behaviors change. And what people don't realize is it does actually affect people too. So the changes between like spring and autumn, winter and spring, and then autumn and winter, the air pressure really changes and you get more headaches, you get dehydrated quicker, you get more tired, more irritable. So you're right, this time of year is absolutely awful for most people.
Yeah, that's...
Stay hydrated. Look after yourself.
Stay hydrated, yeah. That's it. Best way to do. Stay hydrated and, yeah, I don't know. With most of my hydration comes from, like, things that don't actually benefit you in that way.
Using because, caffeine?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Me too.
I'm going the complete opposite way of dealing with that, but yeah, apparently it works. It's water in it. Of course, there's water in it. Yeah, this is the part of the podcast where we're trying to be healthy, trying to give out good advice to people. This is the
and then we realize that we have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, you do, I don't. But
you mean I do?
You have more than you more than me, I think. But yeah,
a big mistake, Steve.
I do actually have a bottle of water, actually, and it isn't alcohol this time. I mean, there is alcohol somewhere, but I was gonna say, look, I think I need a couple of days off of it. It's just crazy. This is going to become like an AA meeting if I'm not careful. Anyway,
hi,
right.
My name's Steve. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi. Yes. This is the wrong meeting. This is the wrong meeting. Let's wait until Thursday. Did I tell you I'm not working until Thursday? Yeah.
mentioned it. Part-timer.
Part-timer. I know, it's crazy. I do the rotors and I'm like, yeah, I don't want to do Monday. I'll have Monday off. I'm already off Saturday, Sunday, so I might as well be off Monday. Meeting on Tuesday. Once the meeting's over, I can go home. I've got day off on Wednesday. Yeah, so it's literally the best week. Anyway, let's get on to the video games that we have been playing, because otherwise we probably won't get around to doing it. So, as we said, unfortunately, Kate wasn't able to sort out any, isn't this week. We've got Beth's in the chat lurking. Feel free to just message us if you, Beth, if you want a joke of the week to be mentioned. But if not, we probably won't have a joke of the week. And Freddie isn't about at the moment either, so probably no rant. But yeah, we'll talk about some of the games that we've been playing. And if there's any sort of news that's happened, we'll let you know any news. But other than that, it's going to be a very cozy one tonight. We've given you some advice on health and staying health and staying safe and at the start. So that's that bit done. Tick boxes and everything. We've crossed the I's and dotted the T's and all that. So we're making sure that people are safe. And now we're just going to talk nonsense. So yeah, I will just basically talk about some games that I've played recently. And one of them... I just started playing it. Literally, I had a few moments in it. And it's called That's Not My Neighbor. And I mentioned it just before we came on. But yeah, it's set, it's like 1955. And for unknown reasons, double gangers are more common than usual. Therefore, the Department of Double Gangers Detection, or the DDD, has taken action. And you are the doorman of an apartment complex, and you must decide whether to let in those who claim to be your neighbours. In a very much, it's a very much sort of casual, point-and-clicky indie style. It's very much Papers, Please. And in fact, it's exactly that. It's exactly Papers, Please with aliens. And, yeah, I don't know if they're just kind of... They're going for that sort of Papers, Please angle. And you can see it quite clearly. That's exactly what they've done. They've just literally stole the idea and gone, what else can we do that's different? And they've added in a telephone, so you could actually phone the apartment to make sure that maybe you get an answer from the person in the apartment. There are people that are wanted. So you get a wanted list to look out for. There are people that they went at the start of each day. There's a list that they say to be careful of these particular faces, and then you match the identity of the person that's in front of you with their ID card, what apartment they're supposed to be in. When they say that they're in a certain apartment number, it could be floor, you know, apartment 10, floor 3, whatever. But it's literally, if you know how to play Papers, Please, then you pretty much got the idea of it already. It's kind of, it's very much copy and paste almost. But as I was saying to Kate, it's like, I'm not quite into it enough to fully understand it, but I don't quite get the, why is there three people of the same type faces? And then like, are you the right person? I've just let one person in. Does that mean I've now got to reject everybody else? You get a score at the end of each round of how well you did, and it tells you whether or not you should have let in someone, or whether or not they were, you know, was it them or wasn't it them? Is it or isn't it? As it were. But yeah, it's, you know, it's basically that's it. It's Papers, Please with aliens. And yeah, I've played a little bit of that. I don't know whether I'm going to stick with it. I think later on in the game, it does sort of progress the same way as Papers, Please did. You then get more mechanics that you start having to use. There's a warning button. You could use a warning button if you want to make sure that they get that person, that double ganger, potential double ganger, gets taken away. So you can press a panic button. If you're not sure. And then, yeah, like I said, you get the score at the end, and it might say, oh, you should have let in Joyce. She was okay. You should have rejected George because he wasn't okay. But other than that, you did okay. You did like moderately okay throughout that first round, which is, I was like, okay, tick, 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 cross, tick, 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 cross. So I've got, you know, maybe 2 out of 10 correct. I got better than I did. Wait, what? Math, I can't work it out.
I made progress.
I got 2 out of 10 correct. No, that's not what it was. Incorrect. It was the word I was looking for. Jesus wept. Right. Thank goodness you're here because I'm struggling tonight. We're only on the first game. But yeah, that's Papers, Please, but with aliens. maybe that's why I'm missing. Maybe that's why I need. And maybe I should just... Anyway. That's one of the games I played earlier today. And I thought, yeah, okay, I'll give that a go. There was another one that I played. Is it called... Ooh, yeah. Order 13. Now, Order 13 is much more promising. What did I describe it as earlier? It's like a single person's Amazon sort of delivery service. It's kind of like FNAF with the element of going out, you know, with that, there's that you're a lone person and you're having to do a task and keep an eye on stuff outside. But you are actually walking around, so it's more go out, you have to print off a ticket. The ticket will give you the cage number and it'll give you a series of numbers that you have to type in. So you'll have to remember that particular code. But it's not done in numbers, it's done in what out of a 9 squares. Which ones do you push? So you have to remember the shape. It might be an inverted L or a T or something like that, you know. So you know when you get to the right cage, that's the order that you push those buttons. So you're not having to remember numbers, which is kind of good. You just go around this warehouse, picking parcels up, sending them off. And it's a horror. There's something in the warehouse that you're not seeing straight away. And so you're trying to do it against the clock as well, because although there's not an actual timer, there is, you don't know when something bad's going to happen. Like, we know it's going to happen, but we don't know when. You've also got a cat. Yeah. I think you get given the first 2 rounds as a sort of, like, there's sounds. In the first round, there's sounds in the second round, but when I played it, I don't know how, if it's like RNG or anything like that based, I don't know whether that there's a pattern to it where the first round is just sounds and then you never get attacked, or whether you do get attacked, I don't know. I haven't really explored that much of the game, but I've explored it just enough to sort of highlight the game and sort of say, actually, it's pretty decent. The very sort of, it is... survival horror. It's got psychological horror tag to it. Immersive sim, I suppose. It is kind of like those sim games that you've played, you know, with the supermarket ones that have been out there. But it's a single player, so you're not really with anybody. Apart from, as like I said, you do actually get given a cat. For some reason, you're looking after a cat. I don't know. I suppose it's your only company. But the cat has a certain lifeline of... happiness. The more happy the cat is, the better chance it has of surviving. The less you have, and I think in my first attempt, the cat died because I didn't look after it enough. I couldn't look after it enough because I didn't have enough money to buy certain things. Buying, like, food, for example, is okay, but it needs more than just food. It needs toys, so you buy toys. But these things cost money, obviously. You know, early stages, trying to keep the cat happy. I suppose you might be able to get through the first couple of rounds without buying anything. But then essentially you need to get the cat's happiness up quite quickly after that. But then it does mean maybe not buying a flashlight. Like, I think you start off with like about $20. You buy a flashlight and that's it. You've got no more money. Or you buy food, which is $20, but then it means going into the dark warehouse without a torch and sort of just seeing in... There's light, but it's not enough light in certain areas. And I don't think you will be one of you with. I don't think you won't want to be without a torch for too long. It just appealed to me a little bit. I was like, I kind of like that idea of like that playing that security guard that you do in FNAF. You know, when you're having to keep an eye on the monitors and stuff, they were quite, you know, it's kind of like that, but you are actually walking out into the actual area. That's your safe zone. You got your safe zone is like your little office where you send your packages on and you sleep there. Why would you want to sleep there? I don't understand. You don't get to leave at the end of the shift. You just stay. So you get your shift. Once your shift's done and you meet your quota for the day, it's very much like, okay, you can sleep now. But if you know there's something happening in the warehouse that doesn't sound right, sounds like there's definitely something lurking around. And I can actually... I don't know if it's spoiler. I'm going to say it anyway, but like spoilers just for the next sort of like 5 seconds, there are body parts. Occasionally you do see body parts and that's kind of unnerving. It's a little bit unnerving, I'm not going to lie. And you kind of think, well, why would anyone want to at that point still stay there the night? But yeah, that's what the game does. It does. I mean, it,
some people will do to avoid paying rent.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you're basically inside what could only be described as a locker, a lockup, and it's yeah. I could see it being a good sort of potential. I've seen other games on sort of a similar vein as this, where I think there's like a doll. I think it's Dolmare or something like that. Yeah, it's Dolmare. It's basically the same type of thing, but you are night watchman and you have to reject bad dolls or keep them. And that's kind of like basically the same thing. It actually, if you buy it on Steam, it does actually say complete your collection and Dolmare is one of them. I think whereas the games are similar. I don't think it's the same devs. I think we had this discussion before with one of the CCGs that Bacon was playing, and like sometimes when having two games similar, they will price match it or reduce the price of one of the other games just so you could complete your collection. Like there's a couple of options of buy Officer Nominees, the Cabin Factory is one, which
I've seen some videos on that one. That's the one where you've got like a production line, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got to go into the cabin and see if it's haunted or not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a couple of games that it's connected to, but not via like the devs or publishers. Maybe the publishers are on some of them, but not all of them. Yeah, they're just, I think they're, for what they are, the price-wise and that, I think they're just sort of, they can be sort of scary fun games rather than just terrifyingly, like, you know, I'm only going to play it once because I can't deal with it. Or for me personally, but maybe other people might see it differently. So yeah, I've played a little bit of that, and I probably might stream that at some point because I think it would be a very good streamable game. I think it's definitely going to be up there with all those other types of games that I've mentioned, like the Dolmare and the Cabin Factory. Might be something else I might look into as well. But yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing so far. That, and obviously one of the big games of the year that I've played, or to come out this year, has been, for me at least, might not be everyone's cup of tea, but Monster Hunter Wilds. I did mention it in the last podcast. I did say I was going to be playing it quite a lot, and since that last podcast that came out, the game itself has been released, and it is going back to its world sort of format, whereas before it was more Pokemon style. You get into a combat situation and then you have to fight, whereas in this one it's more, the story is much, in my opinion, better a little bit. It's basically the same as World, but on a slightly bigger scale, in that the map is much bigger. There's about 5 or 6 different zones, but the zones themselves, are the maps a lot more vast, so you're running around. Whereas in Wales, you're walking or running. In this one, you do actually have a mount. And you can name your mount. I called mine Brian, because why not? You also get your Pelicos, which is, again, it's a cat. It's a game with cats in, for anyone who's interested in that. Yeah, it was... They brought back the Pelicos, the little cats that actually assist you throughout the fights. And also, speaking of assist, they've made it slightly more easier to get into for first-time players, is that you can actually, like, with worlds, and even in this one, you can fire off SOSs, which allows other players to come and join you if you're on certain servers. You can have, it's cross-play as well, so you can have people. I've been playing it with a friend of mine who's actually on PS5, and I'm playing it on PC. So we've been playing it quite a bit recently. You go out, you do your quest to fight a monster. Every monster's that you have to, once you've unlocked every monster in the game, you start having to fight tempered monsters. So the difficulty gets slightly more higher. As I said, you've got the SOS button there. It's, you send up a flare, and once you've posted that, anyone on that server can join you at any time, up to, I think, four players. I think there's about four or maybe even five players. I can't remember the exact number, but yeah, basically four players can, you can have you and three other people join you on that particular fight. If people don't join you, this is the difference between Wilds and Wilds. In Wilds, you now have NPCs, and the NPCs actually do a pretty good job of actually targeting the monster. Sometimes they will knock you back a little bit, but that's, you know, when they're focused on a certain area of the monster that they have to, because they're AI controlled. So yeah, they've made that a little bit more easier for like newbies wanting to play the game but don't want to go back to the worlds. And I would say worlds is probably the best comparison out of all of the Monster Hunter games that have been out recently. Worlds and Wilds, basically the same sort of game. Go out, fight the monster, come back, return the quest to the quest giver, go out, upgrade your gear, upgrade your armor, and yeah, I mean, if it's not your sort of thing, then that's completely fair. But if it is, yeah, definitely give it a go. I always said I would never get a AAA game, and I do sort of stand by that. And this is obviously Capcom, so, and it's a big game, and lots of streamers have been playing this. Yeah, I do enjoy it. I kind of like, coming from someone who's played WoW and getting into that whole group scenario of going into dungeons and that, as well as like being solo, you can have friends join you at certain points. That's that aspect of the game is why I can sort of like connect the two of, you know, WoW and Monster Hunter. It's like, that's where I like that aspect of the game. Although WoW is a complete, slightly more different in terms of its combat style, it's just the having like friends come along and helping you out to fight the monsters can be quite fun. And then, you know, once you've done yours, maybe you can go and help your friend to do theirs, and like you can level up at different times. It doesn't really matter who's the higher level. It auto scale, it scales to whoever's the level, whoever's the lowest, I think, or average level. So yeah, if no one joins you, you'll stay at your level. So if you're level 46, you'll stay. The monster difficulty won't increase that much. But obviously, the more people join you, that's when it scales up. But it's still, again, still a lot more easier than it was before. I think they've toned down the monsters than worlds, from what I understand. I'm not sure if that's going to change. They could easily fix that. Just make the monsters slightly more difficult. And I think they could. And I think sometimes they should. Some of them are quite easy to do solo in it. So just coming into, if you're coming into this game for the first time, it's not too bad. It really is a good game. Yeah, there's not really much I can say about that because, like I said, I've spoken about it in the previous episode, but I've had a lot more hours in this now to completely get the feel of it. And it's, like I said, I enjoy it. I'm really enjoying it. I'm going to continue to enjoy it. I've got up to level 47. I've pretty much done the whole game, but I'm trying to better myself now. I'm trying to get better gear. I'm trying to get, there is other monsters that they haven't released apart. There must be, I think at some point they're going to release some more DLC. They're going to introduce, I think they're going to introduce one of the old monsters from Worlds and bring it into this, some like fan favourites might be coming into it at some point. Hopefully that is a thing, because it does extend the life of any game with DLC. I don't know if there's any cost to it, but hopefully not. If it's free DLC, then it's even better. But even if it's a small price, I don't mind paying it. It's the sort of game that I'm enjoying anyway, so it's not a massive deal for me. I don't mind paying DLC if the content is worth it. If the content isn't worth it and it's like a skin for a character, then I wouldn't bother. But if it's like a lot of extra story or something like that, then yeah, that's completely fine, completely fair. And a reasonable price. But it's Capcom, so you never know. We'll wait and see on that one anyway. Yeah, and if there is any updates, we'll let you know. Right, but that's pretty much what I've been playing, singly. Now we can go into the multiplayer. Let's go into the multiplayer, the multiverse, as you will. Should we talk about the Faz update first, Kate?
Yeah, that's probably a good shout. So yeah, Faz has had the
hello. Lost Kate.
Oh, we've still got an attic.
Oh, we lost you then, Kate.
Oh, sorry. Give me 2 seconds. That better?
Yeah, yeah. We just like you started talking, and then there was a bit of a gap. So we like, do you want us to just start again?
Yeah. Sorry, I had my push to talk on for a bit while Mr. Bingley was on his computer, but it's a bit spotty. So, yeah, Faz has had an update. They've completely revamped the Blaisdell farmhouse map. Completely new layout. Still has an attic. It's very creepy. Has interactive stuff. I'm not going to spoil too much. But there's a new type of doorway, which you'll find in the attic, which is very cool and the ghosts can interact with. There are a couple of Easter eggs. Pictures of official Faz content creators' pets on the walls. Honestly, for all I've been irritated with Faz recently because of the issues with the spaghetti code and the ghost special abilities not working, I am impressed with this new map. I think they've clearly put a lot of effort into it. God, what's the word I'm after? Just the standard that they've done it to is very clear. Like, you can see the difference between this and, say, like, Tanglewood.
Yeah.
I think it's been a lot more popular than Point Hope.
Yes, so. It has, yeah. I don't know if you stopped talking, but there was a brief gap.
sorry, go for it.
I wanted to actually also mention, yeah, it looks like the assets that they're using from Point Hope, they're obviously making the game that little bit more up to date with some of its graphically. Obviously, they're still using the Unity engine, but it's starting to now look a little bit more polished now. Like, considering it, the game itself is like 5 years old. You know, it's still in early access after 5 years, but then 7 Days to Die was 10, 12 years. So, you know, there's still time, if you like, for it to still actually be fixed and updated constantly without it, and still kept in that early access zone. Yeah, like I said, the assets that they're using is definitely from the Point Hope, and you can see that the interactions now that the ghost can have itself as well as the player, which is good because it means that they are thinking about the player and the ghost as well. The lighting is actually always improving, always trying to improve on the lighting effects. But like you said, with the attic as well, there are certain areas in the attic that you just go, this looks so much better than what they did with that. We know also, whilst we're on the farmhouse, whilst the farmhouse itself has had a massive update, they are talking about doing revamping the other farmhouse.
Yes, I was going to mention that afterwards. I've got the road map up for 2025.
But we'll come back to that in a second. So Bleasdale has now been, I think, they've put in an extra room in terms of the outside. You used to be able to walk around it, but they've sectioned off the back porch area, which is good. I kind of like that idea, actually. I mean, why not?
I feel like we need to test it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if the ghost can come outside.
I'm not sure. I don't know. We'll find out.
Would it be sectioned off? Is it possible for the ghost to be in one of those sections? I don't know.
I mean, I was going to mention the fact that Sunny Meadows has an outside area, a courtyard, and it does use that as a room. And therefore, that should technically count as a room. And therefore, what you're asking, I think, should do? Question mark. But yeah, still. But yeah, it should do.
Maybe something for us to find out for the next podcast.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're always finding out updates as we go along. And like I said, I thought we pretty much always mention Earth Phasmo in practically every podcast. And that's just because time as well, in between episodes, means that there's been updates anyway, so that's usually the reason why. But I'm not alone in this. I love what they've done with it. I just can't wait to get going. We had a little game of it earlier, didn't we? We had a little sort of session on there. Yeah, I'm looking forward to sort of playing, obviously, more. I'm surprised they didn't, when they launched the new map, I think it's currently been out about 2 weeks by this point, by the time we're doing this podcast. And since then, they haven't included it in one of their Monday
weekly challenges.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for that to happen. I think at some point it is going to be interesting to see that come up. Regardless, there's plenty of time anyway to sort of check it out. If anyone's got the Phasma.
It's a good point that you raise. I am also quite surprised that they didn't do one last weekly challenge in Bleasdale before they changed it.
Yeah.
Like as a say goodbye challenge or something. But, you know, I think it's a good change.
It is a good change, and I think I said it before, if this is the path in which they're going to go down, then Phasmo's got a very good future ahead of itself, as long as they remember to not here we go, right, future me F-bomb, as long as they don't f*** it up,
clip it
because yeah, that's their biggest enemies themselves at times, for sure. When they've tried to make something look good, but at the same time they've brought in something else underneath, which was unintentional.
I mean, we've talked about this before, haven't we? I did notice today the issues with the ghosts. We didn't have any, but we've mentioned it in past podcasts. We've had it before mainly since it was released on crossplay, we've had issues with ghosts not doing the special abilities. We've even had one instance of literally us just getting three wrong pieces of evidence for the ghost type.
Yeah.
Which it has kind of limited how much I play the game, to be perfectly honest, because we call it spaghetti code. It's a mess. Sometimes it is a mess. And I think they're trying to do such big things, such big changes, that they just sometimes forget to go back and check the basics. And it's a very common part of writing code. you've just got to remember to double check everything. Because like you said, some of these changes are great, but if it messes up the base game, then no one's going to play it.
Yeah. Well, that's always the, that's, like I said, it's the biggest, their biggest problem is themselves at times. And that's what I worry about. But then if I'm worried about it, it's because I care.
Yeah.
That's actually a good thing. You know, sometimes criticism can be, you know, constructive criticism is a good thing because you've got, it means that you do care. It means that you do want this. You do want better for it. And like I said, yeah, looking at the future of FAS, it's still potentially going to be one of the best sort of ghost hunting games that are out there. Anything that's come out like recently hasn't yet, from what I understand, at least, and I've been keeping an eye on a lot of the ghost hunting games, unless I've missed something. A lot of the ghost hunting games have brought out new content, and they are sort of constantly updating their games, and so they should, which is, yeah, it's good to have competition. But so far, they've yet to surpass. To surpass. So despite the spaghetti code, it still does remain one of the best ghost hunting games out there currently. And that's not to say that it's going to always be like that, but competition is always good sometimes.
Always good sometimes.
Always good, but sometimes. I know. I was thinking about, is that a true statement?
Well, speaking of the future of FAS, then, let's have a quick look at the roadmap. So 2025, there's a couple more things in the pipeline. Obviously, we've just had the update on Bleasdale. There's two other things that they're planning this year for the maps and reworks. Like you said earlier, Steve, Grafton Farmhouse is getting a revamp. And they're also going to be introducing another small map, but what that is yet to be determined. Seasonal events, they've released the seasonal events for this year. There's going to be a whole new Easter seasonal, and then Halloween and Holiday are going to stick with Blood Moon and Krampus. Can't lie, that's a bit disappointing for me because I'm not a fan of them. I think the ones I've had in previous years were significantly better, and the community style just doesn't really feel like you've earned it. But we have discussed that before. And major updates. The biggest one is they're changing how you can actually capture evidence. So the plan, it's called Chronicle. So you can take like little video snippets and it'll show up in the book, which, you know, should be able to get you some better evidence. And also the player character overhauls. Just scrolling to find some more details on that, but it doesn't look like there are any. They're just planning on doing an overhaul on the characters. So whether that's having new characters to choose from or personalizations kind of in a similar vein to Demonologist, we'll see. But hopefully they put some effort into the character overhauls because that'll be quite interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I have sort of briefly seen that anyway. Yeah, but yeah. No. It's definitely, definitely looking promising, and
it is. And to be fair, for all the things that we're not happy about in the 2026 roadmap, they are looking at doing some more seasonal events. So I'm hoping that 2026 they'll go back to doing new seasonal ones every year after they've done the rest of their house map reworks. If it is just a case of they're keeping the same ones while they're doing all the other fixes, that's more than reasonable. Very, very sorry, you're about to hear a loud noise. I started opening the bottle of wine and then realised that my mic would probably pick it up.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
I do apologise.
I didn't actually do that.
Okay, that's good. I was didn't want anyone to think I was being shot at.
There goes. Is that? I hope that's a cork. God damn it.
Yes. Yes, it was. But yeah. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I think they've got a lot of plans for like reworking the original maps, creating new maps. All of that stuff's good. I think the seasonal events need a bit more effort in them, but if that's the only real complaint that we've got with the game, then, you know, it's not like we're going to stop playing it, is it?
No, exactly. Yeah. It's small things, but yeah, just annoying. Maybe. Yeah, okay. We can there's nothing else to add from that at the moment. I don't think there is there? No. I think we've pretty much covered what we need to on that. So I think we should, as me and you are the only ones here to discuss this, this is a joint effort. I assume you have nothing to bring to this week. I say assume you have nothing. Never make assumptions. But have you played it? Have you played something?
Nothing new that we haven't been doing co-op. I've been going along with Stardew Valley, as always. But we'll get into the co-op games because that's where the fun is.
Right. So, yeah. Since the last episode, we spoke about headliners last time we was here.
Yes, we did. That game has had a good couple of updates since the last podcast.
Yes.
So, last time we spoke about it, we gave quite a glowing review. It just keeps ramping up. It really does. There's a couple of new monsters. They've added something in to limit the pussy perching, which is very irritating for me, but a very good move on their part. There is now a bird that comes and picks you up and swoops you away and drops you. If it does that twice, you die. There's a whole new set of characters you can choose. And you can now do it up to 6 players, I think.
Yes. It's about 6 now, yeah. There is the option to now play the game slightly different. Like you can have the main monsters spawning early. Me and Freddy played it recently, it was probably a while ago actually, shortly after the last podcast when the update came out. And yeah, you could basically have a quick way, like, you know, whereas normally you start off, you go into the buildings, then you get a couple of shots, and then it's the small monsters. Then after that, it's like the big monsters start spawning. You can do it so that you could have the big monsters spawn in. But what we found was, disappointingly, or maybe it was cleverly done, I don't know, was that because you do that, you get small XP or small, for you for what you actually get, so it's kind of pointless. It's like I don't know whether they do. I think it's done deliberately so that even though you've got those big monsters and those big moments happening, the scores were very low.
I think that's probably done on purpose.
Yeah, because I think you would just be able to cheese it, wouldn't you, too quickly? And yeah. I think that's the point.
I'm having a look at the news posted on Steam for it. They're releasing another big update in May, apparently, which will be revamping the progression system by the looks of it. So they're going to like adjust the objectives and stuff, add systems to reward exploration, especially in the interior. So that's probably to do with, you know, minimizing points that you get if you just have big things spawn in, so you've actually got to go and look for stuff. And they're going to be adding more objects in the shop as well. So I think it'll be good fun. I think it's going to keep us on our toes.
Good. Yeah. It's all promising. So we haven't actually been back to that recently, have we? I think we should do that at some point. I think there's definitely, like with those updates, like with any update, it's always worth going back to something just to check out what progression it's made, if at all. Especially when it's those sort of like, if it's quality of life sort of updates that is worth checking out, then yeah, you want to, don't you? But then you've got to ask yourself this question, and I'm sure people will be asking, you know, if you've got an update coming out like that, why would you not do that? Why? Questions, and no answers. Well, we do have an answer for you. It's called repo. Which is something that we're going to
It definitely is something we're gonna. I've had it for maybe a week.
Yeah, same.
And I played it for nearly 13 hours.
Wow, that's a lot. And I say that
for a week. Yeah.
You've had it a week. You've played 13 hours. I've had it slightly longer than that. I've only played 8 hours. I guess that's just down to availability more on my behalf, yeah, more than 100%. Anything else.
I've got a cushy office job. I log off, go straight onto my laptop, and usually I'm going on to repo.
If you don't know what repo is, then, I mean, you must be living under a rock, because honestly, it has been one, and I would say this because coming off the back of Headliners, because Headliners came out and we're like, this is the best thing ever since. But it's repo is the best thing ever since, well, Headliners.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they are literally like, what, I think about two weeks apart of each other, maybe. Yeah. Which is crazy how quick one game is like. I can imagine that the devs of Headliners and the devs of Repo going, bastard. We thought of that, but we didn't put it in. Or you could see like everyone, like, but they're not original in any way. They're obviously coming off like Lethal Company and Content Warning and all that, because they came out first on the. But they're just getting better and better, though.
They really do. So just in case anybody has been living under a rock, by the way, or if anyone listens to this on, say, Spotify and hasn't heard of the game, Repo is very similar to the likes of Lethal Company, Content Warning. You are these little adorable androids which have text-to-speak, which, don't even get me started. Sorry for the swearing. Hilarious.
Yeah.
And your job is to break into buildings and steal shit.
Yes.
But these buildings have monsters in them, and you can try to kill some of these monsters. Some of them you've just got to hide from. There's one whereas you just flat out can't look at it. They do all different sorts of things, and you've got to hunt down these little treasures and sell them. And whatever you sell, you can then buy like upgrades and weapons, etc. Really fun game mechanics. I mean, the text to speak, I was not expecting to be as funny as it has been. I mean, me, Freddy, and Beth just sat in a room with the text to speak on saying boobies nonstop. The funniest thing I've done in a very long time. But like you said, it's very similar to Lethal Company Content Warning, but it feels completely different.
Yeah.
Because it's just. It takes the concept and it does it in its own way, which I think is it's brilliantly done. You know, like with the ghost hunting games, it's pretty standard. You know, there's a ghost, you got to figure out what it is and you've got to try not to die. But with these treasure hunting monster escapee style games, there's a lot more scope for individuality, I think.
Yeah, for anyone who is able to watch the live stream, I'm running the trailer right now from Steam. It's just I love the fact that this is out there, and this is just another one of those, because you're like, oh really, is it another one of those? And then you start playing it and you're like, this is good. This is good. Love it, you know. And they're not that expensive as far as I recall. I think it's only Steam. I don't think it's crossplay. I think it's £8.50, which isn't that, you know. I mean, obviously, there's £8.50. You know, is something you can't live without right now. The cost of living is not great, but you know. Maybe get someone to get it for you. I'd love as many people to get hold of this game as possible. It is absolutely hilarious. Like you said, the whole text-to-speech, without repeating anything you've just said, but the whole text-to-speech thing is just hilarious. I think we played a game where Freddy couldn't talk because his mic wasn't working too well. So we had the whole game. I think me and Beth was there. Me and Beth and Freddy were playing it. And like the whole session of us playing it was like his text to speech. His typing's fast. I gotta say, yeah. I mean, his typing's quick, and it does pays off when someone types in "ouchie" because they've been hit. That to me,
yeah,
just...
we've been doing exactly that. There's if you play the game and you haven't realised yet, there are some hidden things you can do. There's hidden rooms you can get to, and in the shop in between each round, if you lift up one of the tiles in the ceiling, there's a secret shop. Where there's sometimes like grenades taped together, human grenades.
We lost her. We lost Kate.
Stood up and thrown in.
So we lost you. We lost you, Kate. Sorry.
You lost us.
Yeah.
What did you last hear?
Throw, and then you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So yeah, you've got to be thrown into the shop.
Ah, there we go.
So, what we've been doing. Is that somebody will open it, go very, very small, and then usually using the text to speak, will just start repeating uppies until somebody picks them up.
Uppies.
So having a little robot say uppies is very funny. But then when you hit their head, the ouchie, just brilliant. Me and Ben locked Dan in a toilet and blew him up with a grenade. That had us on the floor for a good 15 minutes. I think the text-to-speech in particular is something that we haven't, at least I haven't used before in a co-op game. I don't know about you.
No. Because, like, again, this still uses that whole proximity chat. So yeah. It's, as we said, I think we said it before with Headliners, any game that uses proximity chat and they use it well, like with Headliners, you got that the whole echoing as you're going down corridors and stuff. So naturally you will have that. This again, it's the proximity chat. It's the text to speech, everything there that just makes you go, I'm glad we're not actually in Discord talking, because I think it adds to the game even more.
Very much so.
You know, it's that not knowing when someone's been killed in this is very, for me, hearing someone and not, you know, walk away and their voice gets quieter as they get further away. And then in the distance, you hear what sounds like the farmer and his shotgun going off. And you don't hear the response because you don't know that the person's alive or dead or, you know, until you find the top of their head or that they're just hiding underneath a table. And that to me.
I completely agree, but I will raise you. It's even funnier when you're having a conversation and then you hear the shot and then everything goes quiet.
Yeah. Yes.
And you just know that somebody went, and got shot.
Yeah. 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 Well, yeah. I think that's definitely happened to, I've been in a situation like definitely before. Yeah. It's just, there's nothing I can really add that you haven't already said because it's, but I haven't had as much, like I said, we were talking about, you know, your 13 hours compared to my 8 hours. 8 hours is still long enough to have had a good time in it. But it's, I'm still looking forward to more time in this. Because there are currently, again, it carries that whole trying to better the score each time, like, you know, the high targets that you get set. So there's always that. I have now watching people play this solo. I'm like, how? I tried it solo and for me at least, it was impossible.
You know what I'm like for horror games on my own? It's a just, no-go.
No. Exactly, yeah. I think I did try, like I said, I did try it on my own and I got to the second round. I was like, okay, I done okay. Like when you, like you said about the shop, you can buy up, you know, you can upgrade your health, you can upgrade stamina, you can upgrade speed, you can upgrade strength. And obviously the more successful you become, the more stronger you become, the more health that you can carry on you. And I guess that's what it is with this game, is that always trying to bet yourself, always trying to get further and further in, trying to go for those 10, 15, 20, 30, 40K targets. I got into the second round and there's this giant head, and I'm showing it on the trailer, but it's on there somewhere. The giant head's fucking terrifying. And I just I ran off. I think it killed me or I quit. I can't remember. One of the two.
I always died to that guy. Always. Yeah.
But we'll definitely play some more of this. Who knows? Maybe next week there's another game that comes out that's even better. I don't know. I'm saying that now because of headlines.
Where we tell you.
Because of headliners, where we was really, and it's still, like, you know, we're saying about having an update. That's still worth going back to, but it's Repo that's taken that first place. They're taken, just ran with it a little bit. And it's, yeah, I'm looking forward, like I said, I'm looking forward to the next thing that comes out, because so far I've been impressed every time. I don't know what came first. It must be Lethal Company that came out first with that kind of concept. It's kind of like the Phasmo, where something comes out and then everyone else has their idea and then everyone else brings a new element to it. But unlike Phasmo, there seems to be a different leader each time in terms of like this type of gameplay. Comedy horror every time. Comedy horror co-op. There's been a lot of that. So much fun. So much fun. And like you said, you know, when you're trying to lift someone up, I didn't realize that you could do that until I was watching the streamer. And then I did it with 3D. He was like, whoa, what's going on? It's just, I wanted to mention that because, again, the fun we had learning
one
things.
Of Ben's friends. Actually, it may have been Ben himself. I think it might have been Ben. Yeah. Picked one of us up and used me. Well, beat me up first by picking me up and then used me picked up to beat somebody else up until he killed both of us.
Oh, no.
It was a true beating a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Well, we're coming back to that again at some point, and I can't wait. But there we go. That's Repo. Well, I guess that's pretty much all of the games that we've spoken about. I don't know if there's anything else. I know on the last episode we were talking about games that I wanted to sort of play and stuff like that. I can't think of anything today. I don't think there is, because I didn't know about, obviously, Repo coming out, and I didn't know about any of the... I think before that, there might not have been any update, so it's always between these episodes that we do.
Yeah, I'd say the same, to be fair. I don't think there's anything... There's nothing new on my wish list that I haven't talked about before, so...
No, exactly. What did I play that you... Balatro, I think I've spoken about it before. The card game.
I think we spoke about it last time
because
3D got it after I'd mentioned it.
Yeah, I stuck some hours into that, and that for me was coming home. It's kind of like a downtime thing.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's very easy to lose time in.
Yeah. That was very easy to lose. So it's like, especially if there's no one about, because like my social life is kind of non-existent, realistically. There's, by the time I get home, you guys are already sort of like done for the day, and which is fair, like considering. So it's always nice to have something like that just to sort of wind down to, because it's, you know, single player. It's very easy to switch on, switch off. Every run I've done when I first started was really good. I was quite successful quite quickly. And then I tried to emulate that again and I couldn't get it. It's just trying to find those right jokers. That was don't think there's anything else. I literally have not picked up anything else. I know that, I just sort of spotted in chat. I know we don't normally go to chat, but like Assassin's Creed Shadows. I knew someone would mention it, and I didn't, because I personally haven't done any Assassin's Creed game. So
no, if I don't think I have either.
So I know we've got Jelly's in chat at the moment. He was mentioning it, and that's why I just spotted it there. I've never played any of those games. I think I've tried one of them out, but I don't know why I've never tried them. It's just, for me, it's that falls into the same category as the Fast and Furious, and I'm sorry, but I've never watched those either. I've never watched those, and I've never played any of those. If it's been on, like Fast and Furious might have been on TV, and I might have caught a glimpse of it. It's kind of like, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I have been playing recently, and trust me, these are words that I never thought I would say ever, let alone on a podcast. But Mr. Bingley got me into Fortnite.
Oh,
I kind of hate myself for it.
Yeah.
So only no build. But
oh, absolutely.
And I've been playing it with like Beth and Mr. Bingley and Mumsy. And I have been enjoying it more than I thought I would.
Scary, isn't it?
Like the first games that I have really played were like Call of Duty and Halo. So just going back to a first-person shooter, even though it's not exactly a first-person shooter. I don't know. It's just, I've been enjoying it. I didn't think I would. So I suppose that's worth a mention.
Do you know, that's one of those, I've got a love-hate thing with that game.
Everyone does.
It's just one of those things that you'll enjoy the first few games, you'll get into the top 10 a couple of times, you'll get into the top 5 a few times, you might even get a few wins, and you go, yeah, this is really good, and then all of a sudden you start dying and losing streak just after losing streak after losing streak.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm done with this. You'll uninstall it to save room for something else that comes out, you'll play that, and then you go, you know what, maybe I'll go back to it. You'll have that moment. Yeah. Momentarily weak, this thing. Speaking of updates, it may be because of an update, as in you're like, okay, that could be interesting. I'll try it out. I have done solo stuff on that before, but it took me a long time to get to that comfortable. Again, no build. I wouldn't do the building shit. I can't deal with that.
No, me neither.
I couldn't deal with that. But, I was properly first introduced to that, and it may have been where we just didn't do a podcast one week, and it was me, Beth, Freddy, and they were like, have you played Fortnite? I'm like, no, I don't want to play Fortnite. I don't want to. And they're like, no, it's free to play. Just get it, Epic Store, free to play, download it. And I'm like, okay, fine. I've only got keyboard and mouse. I'm a keyboard and mouse person now. I used to have a console years ago, don't have a controller. I do have a controller, but then it means I've got to unplug one of my external hard drives. I can't be dealing with that because I don't know which one it's going to unplug. So I'm like, nope. So I play keyboard and mouse. I started playing it. We go into a game. They're running off because they're used to it. And I'm like, what? Fucking button does this. What? But we don't know. We've got controllers.
Yeah.
So I was proper forgetting. I was like, I hate that. I like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then I start shooting someone, and they're like, no, don't shoot that because that's an NPC. If you shoot that, they shoot back. I'm like, well, I don't know. You didn't tell me that. Where's the instructions? Getting really annoyed with myself, but blaming other people for it. It's like the only way I could deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, I did find that. I did a couple of rounds with Mumsy where we didn't do the OG no build. We did the one that changes every year,
right?
Or every season or whatever. And that's the one that has the NPCs in it. So I didn't realize. And then I shot the wrong person. And then all of a sudden, hell just exploded and they descended from the heavens in swarms. Of these things which weren't players but just kept on trying to kill me. But other than that, I've been enjoying it. So if there's anybody who's around for something like that, I do think it's like a bit of a chill thing, as long as you're doing it in small doses.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I was going to say that, actually. Yeah, I don't mind jumping back into it now and again. It's something, like I said, I recently, like after learning how to play, and I'm still not very good at it, but after learning how to actually, what controls, what buttons did what, I was sliding around and reloading and doing, you know, all that kind of crazy shit that you see, and you're like, well, that's not so difficult now, is it? I've had a few wins, solo wins. I'm like, yeah, I'm good at this. But then I started that losing streak thing, like I said about, they came up, was like, right, that's it, I'm done. But I could be a if you need an extra person at any time, I don't mind jumping in if I'm available. But I'll put myself out there. I'm just saying. Not very good, but
me neither.
Yeah, but if you need an extra person, if you're going into squads at any time, and if I'm available, I'll jump on. That's all I can say. I'm not promising anything. But I'm there if you need me, if you need that extra person.
Yeah, it is something I think I want to keep playing.
Yeah. I think actually there's one clip of me. I had Bacon in the chat, and there was two guys come up towards me, and they were like, if I took too much damage, that's it, I'm gonna die. And I was like trying to avoid getting shot. Obviously, that's the whole thing. There was no health pack. There's nothing there to help me with health or shields or anything. So I was running around. I just got one guy down, but that's all. Like, and then this other guy came in. I think it must have been, well, if it was solos, then getting someone, you don't get someone down. You just completely kill them, I think. So I might have killed someone. But yeah, I had this other guy who came in. I had very low health, so I went to run away. As I was in a sort of tall building. And the tall building would have had a lift shaft, but they removed the lift shaft. So I just fell down an empty hole inside a tall building.
Like the fall damage.
Fall damage killed me. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
So yeah, I got to that. Yeah. I think in the clip, it tells me that I got to 18th. Nice. Which, I mean, you know, I was doing okay. And then it's like, oh shit, I got nowhere to run. So I have a problem with falling in games. I
Me
did
too.
That. I again, it's another clip that I have on my Twitch channel where I did a. I was playing. I can't remember a Souls game, and I rolled off the cliff backwards. Like, oh shit! May have been, was it Earthen Ring? Oh, whatever. Yeah. And yeah, I did a backwards roll to escape being hit, and I fell off the cliff. That was the end of that game. I was like, no, nah, I'm done now.
Well, I did fall into a chasm on Repo today.
It's funny because
I tried to take the cart and then thought I'd heard something, panicked and tried to reposition the cart. And as I did, I just backed over the edge. Didn't hit the cart with me though. I was very proud of myself.
Oh dear. Yeah. I'm as clumsy in game as I am off game.
Agreed. Me too.
And those are the funniest moments. And those are the moments that we clip. That's what, if I'm not accidentally
forever.
If I'm not accidentally shooting my own friend with a
We know it's not an accident.
Beth, I'm sorry. I'm still sorry to this day. Yeah, that Dark Hours, that was the game I was talking about, yeah. But anyway, that's pretty much all the games we're talking about. I don't think there's anything else. I was looking at sort of Steam. Is there anything really that we could talk about? I don't think there is there? No. Sadly, that I think that would be about it.
Wow, the podcasts go quickly when there's no 3D to rant with it.
No, that's it. I was actually, top 10. Yeah, the top 10 Steam games at the moment. I know this is kind of like a little bit what we don't normally do, but 10 was Wreckfest 2, which is, it's brand new. It's a brand new game, so it's just coming in. You've got Cyberpunk 2077, but this is the Ultimate Edition. Again, that's not really a new game, but it's a new game. Helldivers 2, apparently, has now come back again. I don't know how that's come back up. It's come back up in at number 7. You've got FC25, whatever that is. Is that sports? I don't know. And then you're going in like that Cyberpunk again. And then like recently, these are the new games, the top 5 new games, right? This in this week's chart. Split Fiction, not sure about.
I've heard good things about that.
Yeah. That is one of those games. One person only has to buy it and then have someone, and you can share it with someone else. That's currently 5. Steam Deck, I don't think that really counts. It's not really a game, is it? Counter-Strike 2 is number 3. Number 2, Assassin's Creed Shadows, which is brand new game. Just come straight into number 2. But the number 1 game, and this is the only reason why I'm mentioning it, is Repo. But like, I think it's been like for the second week, it's the number 1 game. Nice. So that's basically the top 10 on Steam sales, top sellers at the moment, out of the top top 100 for this week, which is the 22nd of March currently as we record this. But
Repo, it's well deserved.
Yeah. So that's, you've got basically an £8.50 game at number 1 compared to like a £60 game at number 2. And it's, you know, like, I've got nothing against Assassin's Creed. I've just never played it. But like the comparisons of both games graphically and, you know, the amount of hours spent on one game compared to something else, it's just, sometimes it can speak volumes.
It really can. It just goes to show, though, like, the best games aren't necessarily ones where, you know, you don't necessarily have to spend a lot of money to have a game that you're just going to enjoy playing.
Yeah, it is. That's why I was just mentioning it. I was just looking at that and thinking, that's kind of an interesting take on, like, how we perceive games and how we sort of sometimes look at, big productions versus small productions. Split Fiction, I wasn't too sure about that, but apparently it's from the same makers as what was that called, It Takes Two, which was like the I think there was like the husband and wife thing going through a divorce, and then they go into the little girl's book as characters from the little girl's book. I get and then the Split Fiction again, it's using two people to try and solve puzzles and stuff. One's left side, one's right side, and you know, you meet halfway through. I don't know.
I've heard good things about it, but I haven't played it.
Yeah, I was just interested. I'm interested in those types of games, but I've never got anyone to play them with. And like, I'd rather sort of do those sort of games in one big sort of go, because I don't think you'd ever get a chance to sort of come back to it. And there's a Way Out as well, which is another sort of split screen thing, co-op. I say split screen could easily be done in the same household or over the internet as a co-op multiplayer thing. I was just interested in those types of games, but like I said, I've never really, I would hate to sort of get involved in that and then realising you don't have time to finish them, because you're never going to get to the end of the game then.
That's the only thing that puts me off them, because like me and Mr. Bingley have started a couple like that. There was one, what's the one where you play as two people and you're trying to get out of a prison?
Oh, that one is A Way Out.
That's the one, yeah. So we started playing that, and you know, it was, we enjoyed it, but we just didn't get around to finishing it because it took too long.
That's, you know, that's like always what I worry about.
We started a run on Divinity, just didn't finish
it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
you know, like, I love doing stuff like that, but I just think unless you're going to dedicate, like, we're going to do this for 2 hours every Thursday, you're just not going to get it done.
And that was kind of where my point of that was going as well. I like the concept. I like the idea. I like the idea of sort of like, oh, yeah, I'll play that. But you need that second person to come in, and you need to both be able to commit to that, like you said, that time frame of doing it. Mm-hmm. Oh, right, we're going to do it twice a week, or we'll do it once a month, or once a month would be too much, but like once a week or something. But yeah. And
then once one person gets sick of it, that's it. You can't play it anymore.
Yeah.
Which is the other thing.
But you want to share that experience with the other person, because you want to say, look, we've got to the end of the game. If you do that with someone else, it's sort of, you don't have the same experience, because like,
yeah.
If you yourself is just playing it with two different people, you'll experience the game, but two people won't. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be split. It's never going to work. But anyway, I see Bacon's in chat. Hey, Bacon. Thank you very much for the sub as well. Much appreciate that. But yeah, it's just, it's a, like you said, with Freddy not here, it's a quiet week this week. It's very quiet. Mm. But I'd love to know, do we have anyone, if anyone's in chat now, can someone just send us a joke of the week? Because we could do a joke of the week, we can end the show. Because I think we're pretty much done, aren't we? I don't think there's any news to go by. And Bacon's normally here for the news, but we managed to get quite a bit crammed in like, it's only an hour and a half-ish. Well, it'd be about 2 hours by the time I finish talking. But I'm interested in anyone got, like, we didn't have Kate's, unfortunately, we didn't have Kate's. Like, for anyone who's just joining now, Kate wasn't ready to do another.
I had to give my Steam a break. But we'll be back next time with Is It or Isn't It a Porn Game.
But I was just making a shout out to chat. We was going to try and get a joke of the week fitted in. So if not, then that's fine.
I had some good jokes, but I can't find them. I can give you a very bad one.
Have you not heard Biff's? I'm sorry. Literally, dad right. jokes, you know.
Oh, well, if dad jokes are on the table, I do have one for you, if you'd like to hear it. What's the difference between a hippo and a zippo?
What?
One's very heavy, one's a little lighter. I told you it was bad.
Oh, no. It's so bad. Oh, yeah. That's the caliber we look for every week or every time we do this. So, yeah, thank you, Kate, for that. Much appreciated. And, yeah, I think we'll end it there. It's not, like I said,
joke,
it's not...
Joke so bad it ends a podcast.
Joke so bad. Listen, we could go for more, but I don't know if they'll be suitable. So I'm trying not to...
Yeah, my other jokes usually aren't.
Well, that's... the, yeah, that's that. We could save that for once we end the stream. It is a shorter episode than normal, but there's less of us, so there's less people talking, so you know, there's that as well. There's obviously there's only so much we can talk about without repeating ourselves, and I don't want to get into that kind of like scenario. I appreciate the fact that you've come along tonight. Then you know, and I was going to say something and I was distracted. So no rant, sadly. Yes, I know. I was just going to say, so no rant, unfortunately. So that obviously extends the show somewhat. And I know Kate had already mentioned it, how short the podcast can be without a 3D rant. It's at least 20 minutes taken off us. I mean, you had 20 minutes.
20?
It's what I hear when I'm doing the edits. Like, I just skip, skip. Okay. I know it's longer than 20 minutes. But if you added all of us all together, then obviously, like, close to 3 hours. So to have two of us in, it's not bad. So, you know.
Not done too bad, have we?
No, exactly. So, yeah, on that, I think it's a good time to end it there, actually. Always end on a good joke, which is usually a bad joke. And that was a good bad joke. So, yay. You did well. You've done well. All right, so on that note then, we are going to end. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. As I said, it is a shorter version of the podcast than normally do because there are less of us in the chat. There's no Freddy this week. Unfortunately, there was no Beth was here in spirit in the chat, but not actually here. Obviously, Bacon wasn't able to join us again, but that's just how it is. Sometimes, you know, life gets in the way of these things. Obviously, people have other things that they need to be doing, and, you know, or they, for whatever reason, they can't be here. And that's why it's just been me and Kate tonight. All I've got to do now is just say thank you very much to Kate for being here. Thank you very much for your patience, for being here, listening to us waffle on, and for the last sort of, just under 2 hours. But thank you very much for being here. Thank you very much for everyone watching, if you're watching live, and thank you very much for listening, if you were listening to the podcast, wherever it may be, wherever it is on any of the platforms that you can find us on. We're on so many platforms. Just check us out. Like, if you've got the Apple version, get the Apple version. If you've got Spotify, if you use Spotify as your main go-to source, it's on there. If you've got Amazon Music, it's on there. It's on Audible, actually. Just look out for, it's rebranded. We rebranded it a long time ago, but people might not know this. It's the Bits and Pieces Gaming Podcast, and you'll find it under the Funny Bits Boy. That's B-O-I. Just check it out. Check out the Discord as well, the Bits and Pieces Discord. I'll always post it there as well. And that's us done for this episode. The 90th episode, then. Over and done with. We'll see you soon.
I did have a thought. After editing, it might be a 90-minute episode 90.
Yay! Boom! There we go. That's the title right there.
It was planned.
There we go. It's just the title will... It's just sometimes I just pick the title out of thin air. Sometimes I'm inspired. And this week we've got Kate. So yeah, the 90th episode is what it's called. And that's it. We're done. I will see you soon for some more streaming on my Twitch channel. It's twitch.tv/funnybitsboy. That's B-O-I. Or you can go and check out Mrs. Bingley on twitch.tv/Mrs_Bingley, and she normally does a lot of she does sometimes do Phasmo with when I'm on or other people are on, but mostly Stardew Sunday is a thing, and tomorrow's Sunday. Yeah. So that might be on tomorrow.
Pop along Stardew Sunday, and then there'll be likely just continuation of the co-op horror games,
yes,
with some Faz thrown in.
Yeah, that's it. Until the next episode. So thanks a lot for joining us. We'll see you soon. Take care, everybody. Have a great rest of the evening, whatever you're doing. Great weekend. And we will see you next time on the Bits and Pieces Gaming Podcast. Until next time, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. Goodbye.
Bye.
You've done well.